Welcome to English Digest, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
And we're on day two of our people unit called Miyazaki's Moving Magic. Now, we all know that Hayao Miyazaki is a famous movie director. He directs a lot of animated films, but he doesn't just direct. Usually when you're talking about a film director, it's someone who tells the actors how to move and how to act, and he's in charge of everyone on the film set. But Miyazaki does even more than that, and we're going to talk about how he's involved in a film's creation process, what he does exactly, and how many different hats does he wear. When you say a person wears different hats, it's the different roles they play, all the different things they do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's kind of cool that this guy is a jack of all trades here when it comes to producing and directing his films. So let's get to it now, everybody. We'll read through today's lesson, and then we'll discuss it. Unlike most directors, Miyazaki is intimately involved in his film's creation process, from start to finish. He has not only directed, but written and storyboarded almost every one of his movies. Interestingly, Miyazaki's scripts are often incomplete and evolve during the film's production, allowing the director to develop the story wherever his imagination takes him. In 2001, Miyazaki set to work on the Ghibli Museum, a site featuring the works of his production company, Studio Ghibli. The director designed the museum to be a lively, playful space that would bring to life all the elements of his fantasy world. He wanted visitors to feel compelled to touch the things on display and interact with the exhibits. The museum, set amidst the peaceful greenery of Inokashira Park in Tokyo, is a wonderland of sculptures, stained glass displays, and painstakingly crafted installations featuring some of Miyazaki's most memorable characters. Totoro greets you at the entrance, and on the grass-covered rooftop, the lonely robot soldier from Castle in the Sky stands guard. Although adults are welcome to the museum, they should note that rolling around on the giant life-size cat bus remains the enviable privilege of kids. No big people allowed. Filled with innocence and dreamlike fantasy, Hayao Miyazaki's imaginative world of spirits, forest creatures, myth, and magic awakens the child in every one of us.
Well, as we talked about in the opening of our program, Miyazaki's not like most directors. Here it says he's intimately involved in his film's creation process from start to finish. So he's there when they first begin thinking about the film. He's also there at the very end when they're doing their final edits and getting ready to put the film into theaters around the world. Now, to say you're intimately involved means you're involved in a very close, personal way. You want a hands-on feeling here. Now, if you have an intimate relationship, it means you're very, very close to that person, oftentimes in a romantic sense. So here, it just means it's his personal film. He wouldn't ever give parts of it away to someone. He feels very close to it.
Yep, so he's not just sitting in the director's office there taking phone calls. He's on the production line right up there with the animators and the voice actors and all those folks from start to finish, from the time when the film starts to when it's actually released. And he has not only directed, but he's also written and storyboarded almost every one of his movies. Now, in this sentence here, we have the word storyboard. It's usually used as a noun. A storyboard is kind of a guideline for people in a movie or some kind of project where they draw little pictures and they describe what's going to happen in each scene. It's kind of like a guideline or an outline. Well, here, storyboard is being used as a verb, so he's actually been the one who drew those little guidelines, the little pictures with the descriptions. Here's what this scene's going to look like, and here's what's going to happen. It's a kind of like a script that's been fleshed out.
That has pictures on it. We actually used a storyboard at one of my jobs when we wanted to film a commercial for the company. So what we did is we sat down with this big piece of cardboard paper, and someone just put different boxes on that paper, and there was one picture that happened first, and they'd have a little bit of text. The actor will say this, and then the next scene will have this, and they'll say this. So it's kind of a script with pictures. It's kind of cool. And they usually will do storyboards, especially with animated films.
Well, he's actually storyboarded them. They usually leave that job to somebody else, but he's done it himself for almost every one of his movies. So again, that's proof that he has been intimately involved in the creation process of his films. Well, interestingly, Miyazaki's scripts are often incomplete. Now, interestingly, in an interesting way, his scripts are often unfinished. You might find that interesting or somewhat unusual because he is so intimately involved in his films, but actually he kind of just goes in there with a half-baked or half-finished script. He does this often. They're often incomplete, not 100% finished, and those scripts will evolve during the film's production. To evolve just means to grow and change over time. So I guess he goes in there and has these ideas, and the script kind of takes shape during the process.
Yeah, it's interesting that he leaves himself open to changing things as he goes along. So maybe he wants to change the direction of the story while they're filming. This allows him to do that because he doesn't ever finish his script. This allows him to continue to develop and change his story whenever his imagination tells him he should. So remember, he's very creative. His imagination is great. So he's able to picture things in his mind that are unusual and unlike anything the rest of us probably can think of or think up, right?
Yeah. That seems to make sense to me because, you know, when you come up with the idea for a storyboard or a film, it's going to seem different or feel different when you actually start making the thing. So you should be flexible, ready to make some changes as the project continues. Well, let's go on and talk about his museum here. I guess he's not only interested in producing films, but he's also established a museum. This happened in 2001. Miyazaki set to work on the Ghibli Museum, a site featuring the works of his production company, Studio Ghibli. So he set to work on this thing. He began to work on it. He began to build it. It's called the Ghibli Museum, and it's a site where you can see these things. A site is a location, a place, a building, and it features the works of his production company, Studio Ghibli. So that's the name of his company, the production company that is responsible for those animated films.
Now, a production company is simply a company that gets together, they decide what kind of films they want to make. Now, he's an animation artist, so he probably comes up with a story in his own mind. But some production companies will buy books that have been written and published, and they think, this is an interesting book. I want to make this into a film. Well, the production company will then hire someone to write the script. They'll hire a director. They'll make sure all the actors are hired. Well, his production company is in charge of doing everything that's needed to produce his animated films. And he's named his own production company, Studio Ghibli. And it sounds like he's named his museum after his own production company, too.
Studio Ghibli. Well, the director here, Miyazaki, designed the museum to be a lively, playful space that would bring to life all the elements of his fantasy world. Okay, so he designed this museum with an idea in mind. He wanted it to be a lively place. He wanted it to be very active, a place you could go to feel excited. And also it would be playful, so it wouldn't be just a boring old museum where you look at displays and you got to be quiet and can't touch things. Well, this is going to be a playful space. People can actually go there to have fun. They can giggle and laugh and crack jokes with each other.
Now, he wanted this space to bring to life all the elements of his fantasy world. Now, when you say you want to bring to life something, you want to take something maybe that's on a page, maybe it's two-dimensional, and make it come alive, animate it, so it seems real and alive to people. Now, he does animation films or animated films, so kids are usually looking at these characters on a flat screen. Suddenly, they're three-dimensional. They look like real characters to the kids. Now, it talks about how he has a fantasy world. Fantasy can be a couple of things. You could say a fantasy is some kind of dream or daydream someone has. Maybe someone has a fantasy to one day be able to pitch like Wang Jianming. Who knows if it will ever come true, but that's their fantasy, something they dream about happening. Or a fantasy can be something someone creates in their imagination. People who write science fiction stories with flying rockets and people who can do amazing things, who maybe have robots who live in their homes. They have a great fantasy world in their minds. So they're coming up with lots of crazy things that aren't real, but are very fun to think about.
Yeah, there's a fantasy world in the Lord of the Rings films, for example. That's an example of a fantasy world. I'm also thinking about the fantasy world of Walt Disney. And, you know, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse, all those characters have been brought to life in Disneyland and Disney World and stuff like that. So I guess he's trying to bring these things to life in his fantasy world in Studio Ghibli. And he wanted visitors to feel compelled to touch the things on display and interact with the exhibits. To feel compelled means that you really want to do something. You look at something and you think, oh, I just can't resist that. I'm so compelled to try that. I feel compelled to try all sorts of wonderful things to eat when I go to the Sherlin Night Market, for example. Okay, everybody, we'll be back in just a couple of seconds to continue our discussion on this particular topic. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 昨天我们介绍了许多 Hayao Miyazaki 的知名作品。今天我们就要看看还有其他什么特别的地方。首先呢，看到在第一段里面就描述了他是一个非常呢心思缜密的一个导演，所以在第一句里面就提到 ，Unlike most directors, Miyazaki is intimately involved in his film's creation process from start to finish。这里所谓的 be involved in 就是有参与的意思，不仅是参与，而且是 intimately 非常紧密的呢参与每一个步骤，从一开始到最后结束。Interestingly, Miyazaki's scripts are often incomplete and evolve during the film's production, allowing the director to develop the story wherever his imagination takes him. 也许呢，最特别的就是他的手稿呢，其实呢，一刚开始都是不完整的，而且会一直的进化。在这里呢，就用了 evolve 这个字，所以他才能够呢，让自己的想象力带着他天马行空，来一步一步的完成整个故事的导演。所以接着在第二段看到的是2001年 ，Miyazaki set to work on the Ghibli Museum.A site featuring the works of his production company, Studio Ghibli. 其实呢，他就着手进行所谓的吉卜力的博物馆。我们首先来看看这个片语 set to work on something. 或者是 set to work to do something, 都是指开始积极的做某件事情，尤其呢，指的是一些困难的工作，像是 they set to work to paint the outside of the building, 他们着手于油漆大楼的外墙。接着呢，他这里的吉普利工作室，他所成立的博物馆有哪些特色呢？他希望是 a lively, playful space that would bring to life all the elements of his fantasy world. 如果我们讲到 bring something to life, 就是使某样东西栩栩如生，希望能够借着这样的博物馆，把他奇幻世界里面的所有的元素呢，就把它重建，让它像是有了真实生命的感觉。He wanted visitors to feel compelled to touch the things on display and interact with the exhibits. 所以他也希望所有来参观的人 feel compelled to do something, 指的呢是有强烈的感觉到必须要做某件事情。希望来参观博物馆的人都能够呢去摸一摸所展示的东西 and interact with the exhibits, 也与这些展示品之间彼此有所互动。
Let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about Hayao Miyazaki and his films.He's a special kind of director because he's intimately involved in the production process from start to finish. He both directs and writes. He also storyboards his movies. And also he goes into production with incomplete scripts. And the films develop and change as time goes on wherever his imagination takes him. Well, we also talked about his developing...or establishing of a museum called the Ghibli Museum, named after his production company, Studio Ghibli. And there it's a lively and playful space where all the elements of his fantasy world will come to life. He wants people who go there to feel compelled to touch the things on display and interact with the exhibit. It's kind of a hands-on sort of museum.Okay, let's continue talking about the museum. Where exactly is it, anyway?
Well, it's in the Inokashira Park in Tokyo. It says here that it's set amidst the peaceful greenery of this park. Now, to be set amidst something just means you're set among something. So you're in a place where other things are surrounding you. So this is where he's chosen to put his museum.Now, when you have a lot of greenery, it says just that. It's full of green things, plants and trees. You know, I wanted more greenery in my apartment, so I went out and bought some house plants, and it's full of greenery now. Well, he loves greenery, so that's where he chose to put his museum. It's called A Wonderland of Sculptures, Stained Glass Displays,and painstakingly crafted installations that feature some of his most memorable characters.
So these are some of the things you can expect to see in his museum here, the Ghibli Museum. It's a wonderland of sculptures. A sculpture is a three-dimensional work of art, a sculpture. It's also got some stained glass displays, glass that has different colors. That can be a form of art.And also, he has these painstakingly crafted installations. So painstakingly, that means with a lot of detail done over a long period of time. And crafted means, well, they were created probably by hand, and they're installations. An installation in this particular sense here means an exhibit that's going on in the museum, something that is there, something that has been put there.
This is the noun form of the verb to install, which means you're going to put something in place, like a piece of machinery, and then make it work.
Or software.
Yeah, we have to install computers. We have to install software. Of course, he probably has some really interesting things that needed installation. So that's what they needed to do. They needed to put something in place. I also wanted to add that you'll often see stained glass in church windows, especially in Europe. What they'll do is they'll take small pieces of different colored glass and put them together to form a beautiful picture. It's almost like painting with pieces of glass. So he's got stained glass displays and these crafted or painstakingly crafted installations. To painstakingly do something means you take a lot of time. You take a lot of effort to do it just right. Even if it's painful, you'll do it until it's perfect.
And also, you're going to expect to see some of his most memorable characters. Memorable means it's something you're going to remember for a long time. And these would be characters from his films. For example, the character Totoro will be there greeting you at the entrance. So as you go into the museum, there'll be this character there, Totoro, greeting you at the entrance. I remember when I was a wee lad, a small child going to Disneyland, I think these guys dressed up in Donald Duck suits greeted us as we came in. Well, you can expect Totoro to greet you when you go in there. It's going to be very exciting. And on the grass-covered rooftop, the lonely robot soldier from Castle in the Sky stands guard. So the roof of this museum is kind of interesting because it's grass-covered. It's like a park on top of a building.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Now, when you say something is standing guard, it's standing there watching and protecting someone or something. Sometimes you'll have soldiers who are standing guard. They're standing very still and straight, protecting something. Like Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall, there are some soldiers that are standing guard, and you can't talk to them or make faces at them. They won't respond. You also will have security police who will stand guard at a bank sometimes and make sure no one steals the money.
Mm-hmm. So this is a character from the film Castle in the Sky. It's the lonely robot soldier. So if you're familiar with that character and if you're familiar with that film, you'll know what we're talking about here. Now, of course, adults are welcome to the museum, but of course, it's probably a museum mostly for kids. So although adults are welcome to the museum, they should note or they should remember that rolling around on the giant life-size cat bus remains the enviable privilege of kids. So they can come in the museum, but they cannot roll around on the giant life-size cat bus. That remains the privilege of kids. And that privilege, or special right, is enviable. And if something is enviable, it means it's something that you wish you could do, but you can't. Somebody else can, but you can't.
No, because no big people are allowed. I like this part about the museum. It means it's a special place for kids to have fun. Kids should have a special privilege of rolling around when they want to. Of course, if you're an adult, you're probably not going to want to roll around on the ground. But it sounds fun for kids. So it's filled with innocence and dreamlike fantasy. To be filled with innocence is another way to say, you know, it just hasn't been exposed to the bad things in life. A lot of kids are innocent because they haven't had people be mean to them too much. They don't know how hard it is out there in the big bad world. They're still children and they're still sweet. They think things should be nice and good and people are always doing the right thing, which isn't always true, but innocence just talks about that lack of life experience or the knowledge of bad things that happen out there in the world. So this museum is for kids. It's got lots of innocence to it and dreamlike fantasy.
Well, to wrap things up here, we could say that Hayao Miyazaki's imaginative world of spirits Forest creatures, myth, and magic awakens the child in every one of us. So big people there, adults, if you go there, you'll probably feel like a child again, but that's good for you. But it still does not give you the right to roll around on that giant life-size cat bus. You might break it. So, resist the temptation there.
Okay, listeners, it's time once again for our Chinese teacher.
再来我们看到这里的文章提到了博物馆有哪些东西呢? The museum is a wonderland of sculptures, stained glass displays, and painstakingly crafted installations featuring some of Miyazaki's most memorable characters. 这句看起来很复杂,其实一点也不会。我们把介系词 of 圈起来,它是一个充满着很多sculptures, 雕塑品,还有这些彩绘玻璃的展示,称之为 stained glass displays, 以及呢,非常精心制作的一些装置品。Painstakingly 指的呢,就是精心地,或者是费尽心思地。A crafted 也是强调呢,精致的,甚至有时候强调的是手工哦。所以里面摆的呢,是一些让人记忆最深刻的一些角色，那么呢，是为他们所精心设计的一些装置艺术。所以当你进到这里的门口，你会看到有 Totoro greets you at the entrance， 在门口就有龙猫来欢迎你，甚至还看得到 the lonely robber soldiers from Castle in the Sky stands guard。也就是呢，天空之城里面的机神兵呢，在那边站卫兵呢。Although adults are welcome to the museum, they should note that rolling around on the giant life-size cat bus remains the enviable privilege of kids.也就是很特别的是在那里有一个呢跟食物大小一般的龙猫公车，这里的 life size 就是当作形容词，指的呢是与食物大小一样的。如果你想要在龙猫公车里面呢滚动的话，其实它是保留给小孩的，这里称之为 remains the enviable privilege of kids。 最后一段，Filled with innocence and dreamlike fantasy, Hayao Miyazaki's imaginative world of spirits, forest creatures, myth, and magic awakens the child in every one of us. 也就因为呢，他心中充满着是那种小孩子天真无邪，而且是如梦幻一般的奇幻的这种意想呢，所以他的想象世界当然有这么多许许多多的东西，可以 awakens the child in every one of us， 把我们心中的小孩子呢，就这样子的感觉唤醒出来。awaken 当作动词，就是有唤醒或者是激起怎么样感觉的意思。
Well, we sure hope you've enjoyed learning more about Miyazaki and his moving magic. We're glad you joined us today on English Digest, and we hope you'll come back again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.